And knowing the difference between the two is crucial. Being able to go, yeah, you are not someone I'm going to be super intimate with because you're a business relationship or a work relationship, that's just smart. You don't necessarily want to open yourself up to all of that stuff with a colleague. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Please accept my apologies in advance. I'm recording this episode right before July 4th in New York City, and people are already setting off fireworks. So that means that there are explosions going off right outside my window. And if you are a person who has a dog who's afraid, you have my sympathy. I used to have a dog who was terrified of fireworks, and it was just misery for him. So wildlife suffers. We all suffer on some respects with all that banging, and especially if you have someone who has PTSD from being in war zones, that can also be incredibly triggering. And so know that I send you my love. I know how challenging that can be, having lived in a war zone when I was a child. Today, I want to talk a little bit about that notion of communication, as I have been, but from a slightly different perspective. And it kind of sort of aligns pretty well with what I was just talking about. It's about knowing the other person. It's about having empathy for the other person. It's essentially how communication affects your relationships. Now, we can look at your communication skills and how they affect your relationship, but we can also look at just the level at which you communicate and how it affects your various relationships. Now, there are, you have so many relationships. We all do, right? You have perhaps a partner, a spouse, a boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that, or a person that you're sharing your life with in some way. How do you communicate with them? How much do you trust them to let them hear your whole story? Now, if you've got a new relationship, you might not trust them all that much yet, right? You might be holding some stuff back. My husband and I, on the other hand, have been together 30 years. And let me tell you something, we tell each other all the time, wow, we are entirely too comfortable with one another. And that's one of the things that happens, right? As you get to know someone, as you spend more time with them, as you hear each other's stories, well, frankly, you start being more open until sometimes you wonder how you were ever able to get this intimate, because it is pretty intimate, right? When somebody knows your stories, when somebody knows who you are at the deepest levels, that's real intimacy. And what's really amazing is when someone knows who you really are on all of those deep levels and still wants to be with you, that's also amazing. Because you know what? I think a lot of us walk around thinking we're freaks of the highest order. I just really do. I think we are all such individuals. We do all have such a unique perspective on everything in our lives that frankly, when you open yourself up to someone and no one else is like you, and they look at you and go, you are the person I choose. Wow, that's amazing, right? That's such an incredible feeling. And it can also be, quite frankly, a little terrifying, because how much of yourself are you willing to share? And that all changes as you get to know someone, as I said, as you get to know their stories, as they get to know your stories, as you spend more time together. It's kind of opening a treasure chest and then opening another treasure chest and then opening another treasure chest. You get to know each other by increments, right? Unless you're someone who just sort of blurts it all out, and people are like that. We can sometimes find someone, you know, when you find someone, you just met them and you feel like you've known them your whole life, and then all of a sudden, you find yourself saying things to them that you would never say to anybody, or that you wouldn't say to someone until you'd known them for years, decades. I've had a few people in my life like that. My best friend was that kind of person. When I met her, I just immediately felt like she is someone who would understand everything that I was trying to say. And it was amazing to have that be a part of my life. I was floored, actually, that she wanted to know that about me, because it's, you know, how do you know that? How do you find that out with someone before sharing with them? Well, you can trust your instincts and all of that, but really the level to which you are willing to communicate with someone says a lot about how much you trust them and how safe you feel with them, right? So when you're talking about someone you don't feel safe with, you're not going to open up unless you've got some stuff going on that's sort of making you go, okay, I need to open up to someone, anyone. So that's sometimes not the safest or the smartest play. Let's be honest. And sometimes it is. Sometimes you take a chance and you trust someone and you open up with who you are and it works and they are there and they see the deepest of who you are and maybe sometimes the worst of who you are and go, yeah, I am still here. I'm still your friend. Let's talk about whatever's bothering you. I think it was Marilyn Monroe who said that if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. And I love that. It's so true. And how do we find out about each other's worst and best? A lot of times it's through each other's stories, right? You tell a story, I tell a story, we're getting to know each other, things are a little bit weird. Sometimes you're in that place of, oh, maybe I'm releasing too much, but telling that story can really, again, deepen your intimacy, deepen your relationship, and deepen your level of trust with someone. And that's a big deal. I think that's a huge deal. How much you trust someone, how much you're willing to open up to them, that says a lot about how you feel about them. Now, that may be a very different story if you're talking about a colleague or a boss or a coworker, for sure, right? If you're talking about an intimate relationship where you are really good friends with that person or where you love them even, then that's a different story, right? You are going to share different details of who you are and your life and your past and your wishes and your dreams and your desires and all of that than you would with someone who's a colleague at work, for sure. And knowing the difference between the two is crucial, right? Being able to go, yeah, you are not someone I'm going to be super intimate with because you're a business relationship or a work relationship, that's just smart, right? You don't necessarily want to open yourself up to all of that stuff with a colleague. It's just not necessarily the smart thing to do. Now, there are times and there are companies and organizations that have a culture where you're invited to share, where you feel valued and valuable and you're invited to be who you really are. And I think that is amazing. However, how often do we really see that, right? So be a little circumspect. Don't open up the floodgates and share everything right away with colleagues or with people you know from your working world. That's just the smart thing until you know whether or not you can trust them, right? This actually reminds me of a Sex and the City episode where Miranda went out clubbing and she ran. It was at a gay, they were at a gay club and Miranda was out there and she was pregnant at the time and she ran into one of her colleagues who was at the gay bar because he's gay. And it turned out that they knew each other. Now they knew each other's secrets. And that was weird for both of them. And hijinks ensued. And it came out that Miranda was pregnant and that this guy was gay. And they decided that they were going to be who they really were. And that was kind of a positive, right? Being who you really are is a positive. And yet, there were some things that happened like, well, maybe you don't want to be quite that much who you are, right? Maybe you don't want to be quite that open in your working world. This is not to say, I'm talking about the episode here. This is not to say that you should hide who you are. I'm saying that there are times when it's not as appropriate to be like, here I am world, right? There are times when it is, absolutely. And I think the world is changing. The working world is changing. We are definitely much more encouraged to be who we really are. But there are still times you're going to get judged for it. Now, if you're okay with that, great. If you're not, then that's something to really bear in mind. Like, okay, I'm not quite ready to be fully out there with whatever yet. I'm not ready to share my deepest, darkest secrets yet. And that's okay. You know, I'm one of these people, I pretty much would always rather know than not know, and I'm pretty open about everything about me. Like, I'm open about the fact that I was abused as a child. I had an abusive childhood. I survived it. I lived in a war zone. I survived that. And those things made me who I am today. And that's a pretty fierce advocate for defenseless beings like animals, like children, like women who are living through and trying to survive domestic abuse and things like that. I'm a pretty tireless advocate for that. So that is my transformation of the trauma I endured. Other people are not there. They may not feel comfortable sharing, and we've all got to be okay with each other's comfort levels as far as what we share and what we don't share. And if you're not ready to talk about some of the stuff that you've gone through or some of the stuff that you feel, that's perfectly okay. No one can make you share until and unless you're ready to share. If you're ready to be open about it, go for it. I cannot stress enough that you need to sort of see what the playing field is like. Look at the culture. Is it an okay place to say some of the stuff you might want to say? Or might it cause you some consternation? Might it cause you some frustration? I don't know. I don't know what the answers there are, but it's something that you want to think about, right? Your working relationships will change based on who you are to these people, and more importantly, who they are to you. And maybe that'll be okay. Maybe it'll be just fine. And maybe you want to wait until all is well, until you know where you stand, until you have a sort of a firm foothold on exactly what's going on. Again, I'm not telling you to hide your light under a bushel. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that some cultures and some organizations and companies aren't all that open. And they're opening up. They're opening up an awful lot, but they're not as open as it might behoove them to be. So you want to know the lay of the land before you are as open as you could be. Now, one of the things to think about is, who are you going to be open with? Is it colleagues? Is it bosses? Is it people in HR? You need to decide for yourself. And whenever you decide to share something, the way I look at it is, don't say a thing to anybody unless you are ready to have it appear on the front page of the New York Times. That is the way to go, right? I like to say it this way. Don't ever do anything you're ashamed of, and don't be ashamed of anything you do. So important, right? Because if you are doing something and you're ashamed of it, it could come back and bite you on the butt. And if you're ashamed of something you've done, you can make amends, but you might want to look at the thing you're about to do and go, will I feel okay about this after I do it? Will I feel like I stand behind this? If you feel like you can stand behind what you're about to do or say, by gum, do it. But if you feel like, oh, you know what, I'm not sure I can stand behind it, then don't do it until you're ready. It's that simple. You want to be the boss of you. I say this all the time in these little chats we have. Be the boss of you. And that means stand behind what you say and do, and don't do things that you can't stand behind. It's that simple, right? Don't do things you can't stand behind. I wish, and don't say things you can't stand behind, and don't reveal things you can't stand behind, because you want to be authentically you. And that means you want to be the person you want to be. And if you're doing things that you feel like you have to hide them, and they are things that make you ashamed or anything like that, communicating about them to someone you trust, excellent. Communicating about them to someone you don't know very well, remember that New York Times rule. You want to be sure that you trust the people that you're talking to about whatever it is that you're talking about. And hopefully, you don't feel any shame around it. I would like to think that you don't feel any shame around it, because, again, be who you are, and that's important. But I think we've all had times in our lives when we've made decisions that haven't been the best, and we have to own those decisions, and we have to own who we are sort of despite those decisions. And that's, again, not a bad thing, right? Owning who you are, owning your decisions, owning your actions, owning your words is critical to being a well-rounded person. That means that you stand on solid ground and you stake your claim to who you are. Simple as that. Again, though, if you are talking to people, if you're communicating with people who are colleagues, cohorts, comrades, coworkers, all of those folks, you may not be ready to be as open as you would be to friends that you've had for 15 years or 20 years or 30 years or however long you've been around, right? Know this. And you also want to know who you trust. It's that simple too, right? This is simple in some ways. Like the getting to the point where you trust the person might not be simple, but going, yeah, do I trust you? How do you check in with yourself about that? How do you check in with yourself to go, do I trust this person? Aha. You might notice a physical response to that question. If you look at the person and you go, do I trust that person? And your stomach clenches it all, you don't trust them. If you can be at peace and really go, yeah, I do trust them, then you're good to go. But if you're not at peace about it, don't do it. Really, don't say it, don't do it. If you're not at peace about whatever it is you're about to say or do, don't do it. Don't say it. You'll feel better afterwards. You might have a little regret like, oh, I didn't get to do that. But I'm telling you, it'll be much better than the regret you will probably feel if you do or say something you probably didn't want to do or say, right? It's not towards your highest good. And that's another question to ask yourself, right? Is what I'm about to say, is what I'm about to communicate, is what I'm about to do something that is towards my highest good? Is it facing my highest good? Is it facing the best of who I can be? If it is, awesome, go for it. If it isn't, you might want to rethink what you're about to do or say. Really, like these are deceptively simple, right? It's hard to go in the moment when it's something you really want to go, yeah, I'm going to just do towards my highest good. No, sometimes you're going, oh, but what I really want to do is X, whatever X is. And X might not be towards your highest good, but what you really want is to do X. And it's super hard to walk away from X. But sometimes you have to. And it goes the same for communication in relationships. When you have to say something that's challenging in a relationship, it can be heartbreaking, right? If you have to end a relationship, if you have to reveal something that's important, you have to talk about it. It's really tough. It's really tough. And you still have to do it. Again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I would always rather know than not know. It's really simple with me. No matter how bad the news is, I would always rather know. Why? Because forewarned is forearmed. When you know something, then you can make plans. Then you can take action. Then you can. If something comes back to you and bites you on the butt, or if something completely flabbergasts you because it comes out of left field, then you're left reacting rather than responding. Now, if I know to begin with, I can respond. And if you have seen this at all, if you've followed this show at all, you know that I talk about the difference between reaction and response. Now, what does that mean? Reaction is knee-jerk. It's a boom, right? And you just react without thinking. And it's instinctive. And your instincts are often, most often, going to be towards your self-preservation and maybe not towards your highest good. Whereas response is more measured. Response is the ability to take a moment to breathe, to take in the information and to come up with something measured, something thoughtful that you can do or say in the moment that will work towards your highest good. So if you're having a conversation, or if you need to have a conversation with someone and you need for it to go towards that highest good, look for ways that you can respond instead of reacting. What does that mean? It means breathe, be thoughtful, write down I statements about what you want to say to this person, and then be prepared to listen to their response. It might be their reaction. They might have a knee-jerk reaction to it. And you still need to be prepared. And that means you need to be in a calm and peaceful state of mind before you go into that conversation. And that can be tough because there are times when you're going, I can handle it, I can handle it, I can handle it. And then kaboom, you cannot handle it. You know what I'm talking about, right? So in those moments, how do you handle it? Again, try not to talk about things when you're all hot and bothered, when your head's about to explode. That's not a good time to communicate. Things will not go well. They might seem like they go well. You might get acquiescence on the part of the other person. But I'm willing to bet you if you come at them with all sorts of charge and energy, they're not going to be like, oh, okay, I absolutely hear you. They're going to be like, okay, charge and energy right back. So what you want to do is table it, right? Table it. Don't talk about important stuff when your energy is up and you're angry and you're ticked off and you're mad and you're ready to rip someone's head off. That's not a good time to talk about sensitive topics. You want to talk about sensitive topics when you're calm and when you are peaceful. And that really goes towards any relationship, whether it is a loved one, a family member, a friend, a colleague, a coworker, or even just someone who stepped on your toe. Reacting hugely is not going to get you what you want. In fact, it almost never does. And it's, I think I talked about this on the show the other day about my neighbor who screams at me. And I asked her the other day while she was screaming at me, I said, why are you yelling? And she said, because that's just how I am. And I went, okay. So, and she didn't say it. She screamed it, actually. And the problem with that for me is that that was the point at which I went, and there's no way we're going to have substantive discourse. There's no way to talk about our differences as neighbors. There's no way to come to a sense of peace. And I had to let the notion of communicating well with her go. And that brings me to the last point of this little episode. Although I'm going to talk a lot more about communication and relationships, don't get me wrong, but I want to say that there are times when it's not going to work. There are times when there is no way to have substantive discourse. It's just not going to happen. And that, no matter what you feel about it, that's the time to just go, okay, that's it. There's no way to make this happen. I'm just going to put a stop to it now and walk away. And you can feel free to tell the other person if everybody's passions are up. You can feel free to go, you know what? This is not a good time for me to talk about this. Maybe we can table this and revisit it later. At the very least, I need to go to save my peace of mind. And go. Don't let them drag you back in. That's one of the worst things that you can do for yourself as a communicator is when you're done communicating, to allow yourself to be dragged back into communication with someone when you no longer want to do it. It's not helpful to you, and it's not going to be helpful to your relationship. It might be helpful to the other person because then they're going to get some attention from you, which is what they probably want. But it likely is not going to do either you personally or the relationship in general any good if you get dragged back in when you were ready to be done. I hope that this episode opens some doors for you as far as communication. I'm going to talk a lot more about that and about personal communication in general in the coming weeks and possibly months, because there are lots of ways to do this and ways to mend fences and ways to end things when they need to be ended in a way that will feel at least okay on both sides, right? People ask me a lot, how do I end a relationship when the other person doesn't want it to be over? And I have to say, my biggest piece of advice is to remember that the person that you're in a relationship with deserves to be loved as much as the person they're with can love them. And if you're not the person who can love them like that, then you need to be able to let them go, find that love with a clear conscience. The key there, of course, is to know yourself, right? If you are in a relationship with someone and you just don't feel it, if you're not feeling it, and they are, they still deserve to be with someone who is feeling it, who is interested in their highest good, and who wants them to feel loved. And you want them to feel loved, just not by you, right? That's the thing. So, the best way to do that is from that perspective. Look, you deserve to be loved as much as your partner can love you, and I can't give you that. So I'm letting you go so that you can find that and hold firm. And we're going to talk a lot more about those negotiations and navigations in future episodes, but I wanted to get it out there for you. If you've been sort of, especially with the pandemic, lots of relationships ended or lots of relationships are ending and people don't know how to end it because you survived 2 years living in the same apartment, but now it's over. How do you deal with that? I'm going to talk a lot more about that in future episodes so that you can get the lay of the land on how to communicate from the heart, from that peaceful place, but in a way that will also get you what you want and be towards your highest good. That's the most important thing I can tell you. Alrighty, until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg, reminding you that I have coaching slots available. A number of my clients have moved on because they're doing real well and they only need to see me once a year. So I've opened up a few more slots in my coaching practice. If you want to become a better communicator, if you want to set goals and figure out the process that works best for you to achieve those goals and to live the life you dream of living, you got to get in touch. Set up a discovery call. You can get with me if you want to, and we can set up a discovery call and see how I can help you get that stuff going. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.